Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Monday, as a ridiculously large number of print, radio, and TV journalists jostled for position beside the court, the Boston Celtics, last year's runner-up in the NBA Finals, ran a short practice in preparation for opening night when Boston would host the prematurely legendary Miami Heat. Shortly after the practice ended, Celtics captain Paul Pierce was asked whether all the hype about the team that had added LeBron James and Chris Bosh to Dwayne Wade during the offseason meant anything to him and his teammates.
I mean, I think it probably means more to you guys and to the fans than us. You know, it's definitely exciting when you get a team of that caliber. You know, nobody has seen that type of talent on one team. I mean, you know, I think it's more, you know, from the media, from the fans. There's more excitement than it is with us.
A day later, mere hours before the Heat would begin what many were convinced would be an 82-0 stroll through the regular season, King James et al. Practiced briefly, and almost certainly unnecessarily, on the very court where they were certainly destined to begin their run to immortality. When they had finished, Chris Bosh was asked how it felt to be employed by a team so preposterously rich in newly acquired talent that Miami could hardly avoid being the powerhouse almost everybody loved to hate.
You know, we don't expect everybody to love what we're doing. We don't expect everybody to support us. As long as we have fans in Miami, a couple fans in every city, that's all we can ask for.
Almost as soon as the actual game began, so did the chants. Overrated, overrated, roared the crowd. Chris Bosh and his teammates must have felt as if their few fans in Boston had stayed home. Perhaps the Celtics were fueled by the enthusiasm of the home crowd. Perhaps it was the challenge of opening the season against the team employing James, Wade, and Bosh, a big three some had predicted would render obsolete Boston's aging grand trio, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce, not to mention Rajon Rondo and recently acquired former LeBron teammate Shaquille O'Neal, who is also pretty big. For whatever reason, the Celtics broke on top, built their lead up to 19 points, and then held off a late Heat charge to subdue the kingdom. Before that game, the Miami Heat had broken the record for preseason hype, generated by a single team consisting of a bunch of stars who had never played together. The game itself broke a Boston credentials request record for a regular season contest. The Celtics slammed the door at 500. At the press conference afterward, Kevin Garnett made it clear that even he and Paul Pierce, veterans both, were impressed by the fuss the occasion had generated.
I just said to Paul as he was coming in here, I said, we're in the finals already, you know. But it did have a lot of hype on it, a lot of good personnel on both teams.
According to Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, the good personnel on his team had been a lot better.
Well, in practice, it's looked a lot different than this. I mean, it really has, and they've looked terrific playing together. And I think everybody was just a little bit anxious and wanting to make it work so much. But they've had stretches where they're so unselfish. They're underrated off the ball, and there's many different ways they can be effective.
Even in defeat, that was obvious. Late in this game, which appeared at times to be on the verge of becoming a rout, LeBron James almost single-handedly brought the Heat to within 3 points of the Celts. After the game, James seemed to recognize that he, or perhaps one or more of his illustrious partners, might have to do that from time to time.
It almost felt like we were being too unselfish to try to get each other into the game, into the flow of the game. And the reason that we're here and the reason why we've been successful is because we've put ourselves in a position to be aggressive at all times, no matter who's out on the court. So we can't be too unselfish just because we have so many options. We have to still play our game.
LeBron and the rest of Miami's options will be on display throughout the long NBA regular season, and if form holds, well into the playoffs as well. And it would be silly to conclude from Game 1 anything more than what Celtics head coach Doc Rivers wisely noted shortly after his team's first win.
They're going to be a lot better when we see them again, and hopefully we are as well.
For those who haven't memorized the schedule, that will be November 11th in Miami.